Support for this KQED podcast comes from Stanford Blood Center. Stanford Blood Center is a proud supporter of KQED and encourages you to support local patients by donating blood. Learn more at bloodcenter.stanford.edu.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. A fire near the foothills of the Sierra Nevadas, about an hour northeast of Sacramento, injured four firefighters last night. A federal firefighter was seriously injured, but it's not life-threatening, while the other three firefighters were expected to be treated and released. The Lowell Fire, as it's being called, erupted on Saturday and threatens about 150 homes. More than 1,000 firefighters were on the scene, but as of last night, it was only 15% contained. Temperatures could hit triple digits today, which is bad news for firefighters. Meanwhile, the Rag Fire up near Lake Berryessa in Napa County has been two-thirds contained. And all these fires aren't a good sign, considering it's still July. There are 28% more fires this year compared to last, but the silver lining? The amount of land burned is significantly less. That's what the state agency CAL FIRE reported recently. KQED's Daniel Potter brings us the details.
Despite the drought, relatively few acres have burned so far this season. But that's not for lack of fires.
This year, we've already seen well over 1,000 fires, more than normal, more than we would on an average year.
Lynn Tolmachoff with CAL FIRE points to a state drought declaration last year. It's meant hundreds more firefighters on the job and more tankers in the air.
We've been prepared for this sort of thing, so we've been able to keep a majority of our fires to a small size.
Tolmachoff says that doesn't mean every fire will be contained while it's small. And UC Davis professor Mark Schwartz says the danger has increased at high elevations, where fires were rare until a few decades ago. Climate change, Schwartz says, means more forest growth above 8,000 feet and more fuel. Then, on top of that, there's the drought.
So we're having earlier snowmelt. I mean, the last couple of years it has been an abysmal snowpack, and so in very, very early snowmelt. These drought conditions in particular set up conditions that are ripe to have big fires.
Schwartz warns fire season still has several months left to go. For the California Report, I'm Daniel Potter.
Walkable city, dense housing, those aren't terms you usually associate with the Central Valley, where builders have often taken advantage of the plentiful land and resources. Of course, the resources part is changing with the drought, so much so that it's starting to change the way that builders are designing new housing developments in the Central Valley to make them more eco-friendly. Valley Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
Kurt Johansson has taken the train from San Francisco inland. He's a Bay Area developer planning one of the first eco-friendly communities in the Central Valley. The site is in the town of Reedley, 30 miles south of Fresno.
I saw all these factors that sort of distinguished Reedley.
He liked the fact that they had a community college, have a thriving downtown, and recently rejected plans for a Walmart.
Reedley had just updated their general plan. And so I thought, okay, if ever I'm going to try this, let me try this.
We are touring the proposed site of what Johansson calls Kings River Village. It sits near the edge of town and has a view of the Sierra Nevada. Modern-looking low-income housing is on one side and a sports park on the other. But the site itself is 40 acres of what used to be peach and plum trees.
When you first arrive, you're looking at very walkable retail with office above components. So something that you might see more in an urban, bigger city.
He's talking about smaller homes built close to each other with a common green space. That's unusual for cities in the Central Valley, dominated by older homes and basic tract houses. Kings River Village, in this city of 26,000, is different from Johansson's past multi-million dollar projects in Southern California and the Bay Area.
Embedding principles into everything I did became far more important to me than the fanciest Italian marble in the bathroom.
I can feel good about knowing that when sticks went up, the developer was really concentrating on providing an environmentally responsible place for people to live.
Nicole Ziba is the Reedley City Manager. This development is a big deal for Reedley. It will run on solar and have its own gray water system. It will have small, drought-resistant yards in line with new state regulations. There will also be a system for sending wastewater back into the aquifer underneath the city. Ziba says the amount of water returned to the aquifer could be surprising.
What we found as we did a little delving into some of the studies was that the orchards would use more water than what's envisioned to be used in this particular 40-acre development.
But that idea, that it would use less water is a fact in dispute. Phil Desitoff is with a local water district suing Reedley over the development's environmental review. He's questioning whether the community will actually help restore the aquifer underneath the city.
This project may use less water than most other projects you typically see, but we haven't seen anything that proves that they're actually going to use less water than the land that was there.
He's not the only one questioning the project. Alex McDonald is with a group out of UC Irvine studying drought-friendly housing models. He thinks the community could benefit the environment even more by producing as much energy as residents would use.
The industry, for example, is trending towards this notion of net zero, and that is that you produce more energy than you consume. And, you know, the community doesn't quite fully develop itself there.
And McDonald says the city could push the envelope even more by using locally sourced eco-friendly building materials. Despite the backlash, Kings River Village developer Kurt Johansson believes that the environmentally conscious community is a win for the region, because change isn't always adopted so quickly in places like Reedley.
It will actually have more of an impact, I think, in the valley. A Reedley could serve as an inspiration for a lot of the other cities to actually say, we could demand better here.
Johansson would like to break ground in 2016. For the California Report, I'm Ezra David Romero in Reedley.
And that's the California Report for Monday, July 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Quina Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Stanford Children's Health. Stanford Medicine Pediatric Specialists are at 45 locations throughout Northern California. More at stanfordchildrens.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org.